Ron Howard.
Martin Scorsese.
I'm Jennifer Tilly.
Hi, this is Michael McKean.
I'm Annette O'Toole.
On the Barry Z Show.
Barry Z.
The famous Barry Z.
Hi, this is James Brown, and you're feeling good with the Barry Z Show. Hit it.
Welcome to the Barry Z Show on chataboutit.com. Your home for New York City's best theater, music, and film. Ring us up on barryzshow.com and phone us live right here in the studio at 877-CHAT-212. Also, check us out on Facebook, Barry Zee, and on myspace.com/TheBarryZShow, and on Twitter, Barry Z1. Because Barry Z is numero uno, todo el mundo. Also, email me your comments and suggestions to TheBarryZShow@gmail.com. Special announcement, Real People Inc., New York City's top producing discount real estate broker, is offering no-fee apartments for rent and low-priced apartments for sale in all areas of New York. For more information, call 212-802-7334. That's 212-802-7334. Today, yes, today, the Barry Z Show celebrates its 130th show on chataboutit.com. Wow! Woo! Yesterday, Oprah said she's leaving TV, right? Yesterday, Oprah said she's leaving TV. Today, the Barry Z Show celebrates its 130th show. Can you believe it? Move over, Oprah.
Impossible.
Barry Z is here. And my special guests celebrating with me my 130th show are singers and performers, Michaela Leon, right?
Yes.
And Adrian Hahn.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And Polish anti-communist activist and leader, right? Major Friedrich. Is it Friedrich?
Yes, Friedrich.
Friedrich.
Waldemar.
Friedrich.
Major.
Yes. Let's start with the ladies here, okay? Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Let's see. Adrian is a virgin to the Barry Z Show, but
yes.
Michaela isn't.
No, I've been here before.
Yeah, how did it feel?
Good.
Yeah,
it was much fun, yeah.
So you're coming back for a second time,
yes,
right?
Yes, sure.
Okay, now, Michaela and Adrian, right, are singing songs of Kurt Weill and Frederick Hollander, right?
Yes.
Yes.
More others, yeah.
Where are you singing?
At the Metropolitan Room.
The Met?
No, the Metropolitan Room.
Well, to me, it'll always be the Met.
Oh, perfect.
But it's really the Metropolitan Room, right, on 22nd
yes.
Street.
Yeah.
And when are you singing there?
The next two Sundays, Sunday 22nd and 29th of November at 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m., wow. And you're going to bring the house down.
Of course.
Sure, always.
You sell out every performance, right?
Yes,
pretty much.
We had great two opening shows, one on Halloween and one the week before, and yeah, it was a great success.
Is there a name for the show?
Narcissa and Goldman, Diabolical Weimar Wunderkinder.
Can you translate that for me, please, into English?
Does that need translation, dear?
Yes, please. What does that mean?
Well, you know, Diabolical Weimar Wunderkinder, we were talking about the Weimar Republic and everything that was happening between 1918 until 1933, about, yeah.
What do you know about that era?
Well,
how old are you, ladies?
The golden age. Well,
my dear.
Darling, you don't ask.
Come on, yes, I do. And you got to tell.
We're 21.
21.
We're 21.
So what do you know about this era? Why is this such an important era to recreate in terms of music?
Well, it was an era of great creativity and freedom. I mean, women
Look at that little camera there.
Women literally jumped out of their corsets. And
they wore corsets?
Yes.
Well, pre-1918, there were corsets.
Well,
right?
Funny thing is that you said that because I wear a corset.
Oh, really?
You do?
Yeah, it's a funny thing you said
so
that.
So you bring it all back?
Absolutely. No, I tuck it all in.
To jump out of
no,
it?
No.
Are you just wearing it?
I tuck it all in. Yeah,
oh,
no,
right.
I wear it to...
He's sucking it in.
To be
can
svelte.
You tell?
I want to be svelte. You know that word, svelte?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you know about this era and why bring it to life? Or recreate it in music.
Well, I mean, it's a very historical thing. We're both very much interested in that in that time.
What happened? What happened?
What happened in that time?
Yeah, tell our listeners.
Well, it was after the First World War. You know, Germany was basically scattered. I mean, it was broken. The
because
war
of the
shattered.
Reparation costs.
Yes.
Germany was very poor. There was hyperinflation, and
sounds like today in America.
And
exactly.
Yeah, and actually, Germany—that's where the word, our famous word, "Sonderweg" comes from.
What does "Sonderweg" mean?
Well, it means that Germany, the way Germany went from the Kaiser, to a republic.
What's a Kaiser? Is that a role?
The emperor. Well, the kingdom, the emperor. Yeah.
Well, Kaiser means Kaiser role here in America.
Yeah. No, the emperor. We had an emperor until 1918, right?
The Kaiser.
Yeah, and then he was sent away, and Germany proceeded in becoming a republic immediately, and it was the only European state who ever managed to do that like that.
So what kind of songs are we going to hear you sing? What reflects this era, this time period?
You know, everything that was happening during that period, Kurt Weill, Friedrich Holländer, Marcellus Schiffer, everything, the German cabaret, the original German cabaret stuff that was created during that time, and we're doing... the English translations of the songs.
Yeah,
but
Jeremy Lawrence, he translated most of the songs.
Don't
and
you
very
want
well, too.
I mean, you ladies are young, right? Like 21, you said, right?
Yeah.
Don't you want to do something more contemporary?
No, why not?
Like Madonna tunes or Britney Spears.
But everybody's doing it. So
right.
You see, we wanted to bring life back to those fantastic songs, which I think are really gems.
Are you two considered
very lyrical?
Chanteuse?
Yeah. Yes.
Chanteuses, because there's two of you.
Yes. Yes. Two chanteuses.
What is a chanteuse?
A Sängerin.
A what?
A Sängerin.
A Sängerin.
Yeah, you know, it's basically a singer.
There's a lot of Z's here because of the Barry Z Show. Go ahead.
A female singer who interprets the songs of the cabaret genre. Mm.
Yeah. So this is a cabaret genre you're doing
for
us. The original true-to-life cabaret genre.
It's a very historical chanson evening, basically. It's a musical voyage through the times.
But that's when it started, cabaret, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it started...
Did it start in France?
No.
Yeah. Well, it started really in the beginning of the century, 19...
So it didn't matter if it was France or Germany or wherever, right?
Yeah, it was kind of...
Did it matter?
But Kurt Weill is a German guy,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're singing songs from the French cabaret, from the German cabaret?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah,
correct.
From that era.
I see. But of course they had French cabaret in
as
that
well.
Time period,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I see. Let me go to my other guest right here on my right. Polish anti-communist activist and leader, right? And also you're of the Orange Alternative, Major Friedrich.
Frederick.
Now, you're his interpreter and his girlfriend, right?
Right.
And you're Agnieszka.
Still his girlfriend, yes.
Yeah, how did you meet?
Well, we met during... we met as I was leaving my dogs with my girlfriend in the southwest city of Poland called Wrocław, where Major originated his movement. I was running for a campaign from the French Green Party...
You were running from it, or you were
running
to it?
I was running into it.
Into it, okay.
Into it, and I was running on it, on a French Green Party list. And I was just traveling, leaving my dogs with my girlfriend, and there he went in, and he was coming with his laundry. You know, it was a very romantic
Laundry did he have? What kind of laundry?
Dirty, very dirty.
Very dirty laundry, huh? And you washed his dirty laundry?
No, I looked at it with disgust, and I said, oh.
Define.
He's a true socialist. He washes his clothes himself.
He washes his dirty laundry himself, anyway. Now, he's a Polish anti-communist activist and leader. Explain that. What is that? What does that mean?
Do you want me to explain it?
Well, let him explain it and you translate.
Okay.
He doesn't speak any English, right?
He doesn't. Not yet. Coming next year, he's going to speak
coming
it.
Coming next year. All right.
Ja chciałem powiedzieć, że jako były aktywista antykomunistyczny, że różnica między kapitalizmem a komunizmem, że kapitalizm to jest wyzysk człowieka przez człowieka, a komunizm to jest na odwrót.
So he just wanted to share this thought with you and with the listeners that what is the difference between communism and capitalism? So capitalism is one man exploiting another man, and communism is just exactly the reverse.
Oh, really? But he's he's an anti-communist activist and leader.
Yes, he is anti-communist activist and leader. But you know, communism fell 20 years ago, and we still think that activism is needed.
Now, in terms of Poland, okay, it's not communist anymore, right?
Well, no, it's not communist. No,
what
of
is
course.
It? It's not democracy.
Well, we call it virtual democracy, but I think it's a kind of term that you can use in many countries and not necessarily only in the East Bloc countries, but probably even, you know, closer home.
It's faux democracy.
I call it virtual democracy, you know, because we are in the virtual world of many virtual things, you know, virtual loves, virtual communications, interrelations. So also democracy is virtual now.
Now he heads the Orange Alternative Party, right? What is the Orange Alternative Party?
Pomarańczowa alternatywa to było takie akcje happeningowe na ulicach. Na przykład policja goniła krasnoludki, się przebieraliśmy za krasnoludki, byliśmy gonieni, robiliśmy happeningi, rozdawaliśmy papier toaletowy, policja też goniła, bo rozdawaliśmy papier toaletowy na ulicy. Kiedyś rozdawałem podpaski higieniczne i trafiłem do więzienia.
So the Orange Alternative really is not a party. It's a happening movement.
It's a movement.
It's a movement, happening movement. There's no membership. It's you come to a happening.
A happening movement.
Happening movement. A movement.
Happy or happening?
Happening. Happening.
It's happening.
Like, it's happening. It's like you come out in the street and things are happening. And he started this movement in 1980s, early 1980s. And basically it was a movement that through absurd humor was trying to, and with success, to cut, undercut the regime's seriousness and gravity and fear that was in people after the martial law was installed in Poland in December 13th, 1980. People were very afraid of streets. So then he went out into the streets wearing orange dwarf hats. And
orange what?
Dwarf hats, you know, like dwarfs, gnomes, you know, the little
The gnomes. You know, the little people.
The little, very tiny little people that live, you know, like in
underground.
Well, underground where they mine gold, you know, but they also in Poland do the work that normally people should be doing, but, you know, they don't do this work. People don't do this work. And then
they wear orange hats.
And those and so he was, you know, going out into the street as a dwarf and distributing products that were missing, such as women's hygienic napkins. You know, we are here in women's liberation movement. You know, people.
Was he going out as a dwarf, a gnome or a fairy?
Well, I think here in the United States is, you know, fairy and is the meaning of our dwarf in Poland. You know, is so the fairies are the beings that fulfill your dreams. So there he was as a dwarf fairy in the street fulfilling women's dreams, handing out hygienic napkins. And
what about men's dreams?
Well, toilet paper. He was also handing out toilet paper, you know. So I think that's probably one of the dreams that men would have if they didn't have toilet paper at home.
Can I call him Tinkerbell then?
Czy może się nazywać Tinkerbell? A ty nie wiesz, co to jest.
Tinkerbell.
Może zaryzykować.
You can risk it.
I can risk it, okay. Just for a minute or two. Now, let me ask you this. Why are you here in New York? Are you here covering or sponsoring something called Blow Your Bubble for America?
A chyba dlaczego tu jesteśmy w Nowym Jorku, to ja.
Ja jestem w Nowym Jorku, dlatego że po 20 latach od obalenia muru berlińskiego mur dzisiaj jest w Nowym Jorku i tym murem jest Wall Street.
Okay. What is Blow Your Bubble for America?
Okay, so I'll maybe translate the first thing. Sponsors will be maybe unhappy, but he's here in New York because there is an exposition about the fall of communism in the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts and about the role that arts actually played in the fall of communism. And
What role did it play in the fall of communism?
Well, it, as I said, it undercut the regime. The music, the rock music, the happenings that he was doing, this was undercutting the regime.
In Poland?
In Poland, and not only in Poland, also in other Eastern Bloc countries.
And what years are we talking about?
We're talking 1980s, 70s, 80s, you know, as soon as 1970s, 60s. In fact, the first music, you know, came after the Stalin's death. As soon as Stalin died, you know, things started moving. But main period for the art coming into play is late 60s, 70s and 80s. And now what he was just saying here, and I would like to translate it, is that he and me, we both believe that 20 years after the fall of the wall, the Berlin Wall, there's another wall. And this wall is called Wall Street. And this wall is in New York. And that's why we came in here, because we think there is another wall, you know, to deal with, basically.
You know that story about Humpty Dumpty?
No.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. And what else? Had a great fall or something.
Yes.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again.
Yes, I think Agatha Christie's. I read it somewhere there.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you're here to tear down Wall Street or the wall on Wall Street.
Well, we came here, maybe we are not as ambitious for this stay. I mean, I hope that U.S. government will not, like, refuse us at the border next time we come
Wait
here.
Wait a minute, there's two immigration people right outside the Zalabar studio.
Great. Hi, guys.
Well, let us take care of them.
Yeah, I think we have two nice ladies here. But, yeah, we just came here because we thought that, you know, revolutionary voices from Central and Eastern Europe, they shouldn't be just theory, but they should also be put in practice. So we came here and we are thinking to do this happening tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Times Square.
In Times Square.
Yes, in Times Square. And we want to call it Blow Your Bubble for America because we believe that American economy needs bubbles to develop itself and to actually carry from one crisis to another.
The bubble has already burst here.
Yeah, that's why we need another bubble. And we want citizens to, you know, make this bubble not wait. You know, why wait for Federal Reserve or for, you know, for some government program? Just let's blow bubbles ourselves and save the economy.
Orange bubbles. Am I right?
Multiple color bubbles.
How did he get the name Major? What does Major mean?
Jak zostałeś majorem?
Is he in the military?
Ja zostałem bardzo, bardzo prosto. Majorem zostałem, bo chcieli mnie wziąć do wojska w Polsce, a studiowałem już drugi fakultet i poszedłem do psychiatry.
What does that mean?
So he says that what happens is that he finished his first diploma. He's a historian, and then he was studying art history. And after this, when you were already on your second diploma, the army could take you. So he got a call from the Polish Communist Army to present himself to the service. And so the one of the conditions was to meet a psychiatrist, an army psychiatrist. So he went to his friend, and he asked, "What should I do? So that they don't take me to the army." But I let him continue.
Yeah. Well, quickly, yes, because we have the girls to sing now. How many times has he been thrown in jail?
Let me just finish the story.
Okay.
He went to his friend, who's a psychiatrist, and he said, "What should I do not to be taken to the army?" And the friend said, "Well, just behave yourself, like you always behave."
Why didn't he just say to everyone that he was gay? That'll kick him out.
Dlaczego nie powiedziałeś, że jesteś gejem?
Gej. I'll throw you right out.
Ja, jakbym powiedział, że jestem gejem, to oni by mnie wzięli tym bardziej do armii.
If he said that he is gay, he would be probably even more rapidly taken to the army.
Really?
This was a precondition.
Because here, don't ask, don't tell. You know, and if they find out, you know, you told after they asked, you're out. Okay.
Yes, I understand. I read that.
Okay. You know, he looks a lot like Lech Walesa. Is he his brother?
Wyglądasz jak Lech Wałęsa, czy jesteś jego
bratem? Lech Wałęsa.
Nie jestem jego bratem.
No?
No.
No, he's not Lech Wałęsa's brother.
And what'd you say about Lech Wałęsa? What does that name mean? Something about a leg of lamb?
On się pyta, czy ty, co możesz powiedzieć o Lechu Wałęsie? Co jego
In Polish imienna? It means leg of lamb, you said.
Czy to znaczy... Czy
Quickly.
Czy to znaczy kupa mięsa?
To jest... Było takie mówienie, że Jaruzelski, Smok Wawelski o generale, a o Lechu Wałęsie kiedyś anarchiści mówili Lech Wałęsa, kupa mięsa.
So the anarchists said about Lech Wałęsa because it was rhyming with kupa mięsa, which in Polish means a lump of meat.
So Lech Wałęsa is a lump
nice
of meat.
Wasn't very nice to say.
He's a dragon also with a lump of meat.
No, the dragon was General Jaruzelski. Dragon okay. was General Jaruzelski.
Now he's not a major, he's a king, am I right?
He was actually, you know, at some point,
He hasn't been thrown in jail yet, has he? Has he been thrown in jail?
Yes, of course he has been thrown in jail. He has been thrown in jail on the 8th of March, which was the International Communist Imposed Women's Day, and he was thrown in jail for distributing women's hygienic napkins. This is
you mean tampons?
Tampons, yes, tampons that were not existing in the shops.
Wait a minute, he was thrown in jail by the Polish government for distributing... Used tampons. I mean, just tampons to people.
Not used.
No. New.
New tampons to women.
And he got thrown in jail for that? Oh, my God.
Tak, ale teraz, jak jestem w Nowym Jorku, to widzę, że tutaj komunizm się tworzy.
What did he say?
Oh, he said... No, he said, you know, that... yeah, he was thrown in jail because of the napkins, but now when he is in New York... He is very scared to see that he sees some traces of communism just in here.
Oh, you mean that by the two FBI agents in the back there? No. The two communist agents. No, but seriously, you know, here people distribute condoms, you know what I mean?
Yes.
For safe sex. They don't get thrown in jail for that.
No, but you don't have a situation where condoms are not available in the stores.
Oh, but tampons are not available in your stores.
They were not at that time.
Oh,
Major
was the one who put tampons in the condom stores.
Let me tell you another story. There was with the toilet paper.
Yes.
He actually
you don't have toilet paper either? I'm not going to Poland.
No,
no
was
condoms, no tampons,
ago.
No toilet paper.
20 years ago. Calm down.
I can't live that way. I have to have my toilet paper, my tampons, and my condoms.
I have lots of
kielbasa. Okay, now let's talk to our singers. Do you have your condoms, your toilet paper, and your tampons, ladies?
We always do.
Good. You never leave home without it, right?
Right.
No, exactly.
Okay, so should we do a taste of one of your songs right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, which one?
It's all a swindle.
Is this a live song you're going to be singing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Composed by Misha.
And then we'll go into the break. Who is it? Who was it composed by?
Misha.
A Polish guy.
A Russian originally went to Poland and then to Germany.
Okay, so let's hear it.
And then to exile to England.
Papa swindles, Mama swindles, Grandma is a lying thief. We're perfectly shameless, but we are blameless. After all, it's our belief. Nowadays the world is rotten, honesty has been forgotten. Fall in love, but after kissing, check your purse to see what's missing. Everyone swindles some. What the heck, go bounce a check. Life's a swindle, yes, it's all a swindle. So get what you can from your fellow man. Girls and boys today would rather steal and play, and we don't care. We tell them, get your share. Life is short and greasy and season. All mankind has lost its reason. Life is good, knock on wood, knock, knock.
Shops will swindle, shoppers swindle. Every purchase hides a tale. The price is inflated or regulated to ensure the shops will fail. Wheel and deal and pull a fast one, knowing you won't be the last one. Get the goods while they are going. Grab the cash while it is flowing. Everyone swindle some. What the heck, go bounce a check.
Alle schwindeln, alle schwindeln, überall wohin du guckst und wohin du spuckst. Alles ist heute ein Gesindel, jedes Girl und jeder Boy, es wird einem schlecht dabei. Es wird am schwindelig von dem Schwindel, alles, alles, alles schwindeln, unberufen, toi, toi, toi. Politicians are magicians who make swindles disappear. The bribes they're taking, the deals they're making, never reach the public's ear. The left betrays, the right dismays, the country's broken. Guess who pays or tax each swindle in the making? Profits will be rendered breaking. Everyone swindled some.
We have to cut you off
you.
Because we're going to come back after the break. And want to thank Michaela Leon and Andrienne Han. And we'll be right back after these messages with toilet paper, tampons, and what else.
I'm Betsy Palmer, and you remember me from I've Got a Secret days and maybe from Friday the 13th. Killer, mommy, killer. I'm here today doing the Barry Z Show. I'm chataboutit.com.
Welcome back to the Barry Z Show on chataboutit.com. Your home for New York City's best theater, music, and film. ring us up on BarryZShow.com and phone us live. Yes, we're live at 877-CHAT-212. Also, check us out on Facebook, Barry ZEE, and on myspace.com/TheBarryZShow, and on Twitter, BarryZ1, because Barry Z is numero uno, todo el mundo. Also, email me your comments and suggestions to TheBarryZShow@gmail.com. Special announcement, Real People Inc., New York City's top producing discount real estate broker, is offering no-fee apartments for rent and low-priced apartments for sale in all areas of New York. For more information, call 212-802-7334. That's 212-802-7334. Yesterday, Oprah said she's leaving today. Today, the Barry Z Show celebrates its 130th show on chataboutit.com with my special guests, singers and performers Michaela Leon and Adrian Hahn, and Polish anti-communist activist and leader of the Orange Alternative, Major Friedrich. Right?
Yes.
All right, I got it. What a show. Now, before we left to go to the break, I'm sorry I had to cut you ladies off. What song were you singing?
It's All a Swindle.
What do you mean it's all a swindle? That's you mean everybody takes from everybody, right, to survive?
Yeah, it's basically,
especially
it's
nowadays
exactly yes.
when people have lost their jobs and have to steal to survive.
Yeah, it's a song basically just like that, yeah.
And this song was composed in what year?
Was it
1923.
Yeah.
So we were talking about swindling in 1923, and now we're talking about swindling in 2009, right?
Well, hyperinflation happened around that time in Germany, so traditions went out the window, and the political situation was very...
life-saving.
A lot of right-wing, a lot of left-wing opposition and murders every day, you know.
Sounds like New York City. Am I right?
Well, it was a little, I think a little
like
more, a little more
intense. And that song, again, was called what? The Swindler song?
Life's a Swindle.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very apropos, you know, because look at the economy,
very,
right?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about this postcard I have in my hand. Your hair looks like Marilyn Monroe or some vixen, like Marlena Dietrich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you twins, both of you?
Sure.
You both dye your hair, right? You're both blondes, right? Natural blondes like I am. Am I right?
Exactly.
Okay, so tell me about the show. It's called Narcissa and Goldmund, Diabolical Weimar Wunderkinder.
Weimar Wunderkinder.
What does that mean?
Well, Weimar is the period 1918 to 1933, the Weimar Republic. That so in America or like internationally, the time is referred to as Weimar Berlin or Weimar. Yeah.
Do you intend to keep the show here going forever? Or are you on visas that are expiring soon? And the immigration people are coming to take you away, too.
Excuse us.
I'm here. I live here. And Adrian
used to live here. And I'm visiting from Germany, but I always come to New York to do shows. So I hope we will be back with the show next year. We want to continue with this show because we're putting a lot of work and effort in it. We have a wonderful band. A three-piece band, saxophone, flute, and clarinet. And drums
piano.
And piano.
And this is at the Metropolitan Room, right?
Yeah.
Saturdays, October 24th
Sunday.
And 31st, but those are over already. Sundays, November 22nd and 29th at 4 p.m., right?
Yeah.
How do they get tickets?
They can call the Metropolitan Room on 212-206-0440.
And it's at 34 West 22nd Street, right? Mm-hmm. Between 5th and 6th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. We'll just order them online.
Yeah. Or they can ring up your websites, right?
Sure.
What are your websites?
There's the links.
AdrianHahn.com
and MichaelaLeon.com.
By accident, I almost said your websites. I mean your websites.
Well, it's just something that you just have to say looking at us, I believe.
There we go. Now, let me go back to the Polish anti-communist activist and leader of the Orange Alternative, Major Friedrich. Right?
Yes, right.
Okay, now, before the break, I told my listeners that I could never go to Poland because you don't have condoms, you don't have tampons, and you don't have toilet paper. So does that mean I have to bring it myself?
Not anymore. Now we are, you know, in this perfect capitalist market where we have those things in the stores.
Because of the major.
Exactly, because of the major. He is the wonderful man who made the communists fall. Absolutely.
He made the communists fall in Poland and brought in tampons, condoms, and toilet paper.
Yes, and colorful houses, and colorful dreams, bananas, and oranges.
But wow. Excuse me, let me just go in there for a second. But Barry, why would you need tampons? That's my. I've been wondering this the whole show. Why do you always like? What do you need tampons for?
Well, in a previous life, I was a woman.
Oh, that's what it is.
There
I
we
see.
Go. So you never know. Anyway, so he's changed the face of America. I meant Poland.
Yes.
And made it like
soon
America.
Maybe even here.
He's made it like America.
Well, yes, and now we are, you know, looking.
Now you have sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
We had this already, you know,
underground, yeah.
Underground sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
So why is the major not being president or king of Poland? I don't understand. Yeah, come on. I mean, if he brought in toilet paper, tampons, and condoms, he deserves to be a king or president of Poland.
No, nie jestem prezydentem Polski, dlatego że ciągle wchodzę w czapce krasnoludka.
He thinks that the major problem is because Major goes in orange dwarf hat around, and this is a Polish sense of humor.
Wait a minute, who goes around with an orange dwarf hat around?
Major.
So he could never be president or king with that kind of outfit
somehow,
on.
Somehow the Polish people think that a dwarf cannot be president of Poland, which is funny because
Well, they're not called dwarfs here, they're called little people.
Little people, gnomes, little people.
Fairies, gnomes, yes. Fairies,
zwerge, so. Zwerge.
Now, you want to sing for us too, you two, before we go to them, or what?
Oh, please, do us the favor.
You have anything to sing for us? By the way, is it true that everyone in Poland is Jewish?
I think that...
That's what you told me before in the green room.
Yes, I told you that the scientific project called Genome Project that was actually testing genes in European populations came up with the result that the Polish people are the most genetically mixed up people. Yeah, and so we have genes from basically everywhere, and because we have very large Jewish population over at
so
least
what are you
five
telling
centuries.
Me? You're telling me that you have Wranglers, you have Levi's, you have Gloria Vanderbilt genes. Is that what you're saying? Genes are mixed up.
Yes, that's exactly it. We have both genes and genes.
There we go. Now, oh, you're choking me up. Now, let me ask you something. Michaela,
yeah.
You were in Poland recently, right?
Yeah, a few years ago.
You were in
Poland
recently, and you said something about Polish people are not friendly to one another.
No, I didn't mean that. No. No.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't. No.
What does that mean?
No, it was just funny when, you know, when you go on vacation to a country and you learn a few words, you know, in order to communicate, to buy bread or, you know, you say thank you and sorry and blah. So, and after a while we realized that we just didn't know the word for sorry or excuse me.
Where?
In Poland, yeah, and when we were on vacation, and because nobody had ever told us, and it kind of felt like that, they were always very friendly, but all a little kind of rough around the edges, also with each other, you know, it's just, I guess, cultural, I don't know.
So, can you translate the word sorry and excuse me, Agnieszka, for her?
Yes, so sorry is przepraszam.
Oh, przepraszam. Przepraszam.
Very good, and...
Excuse me.
Is przepraszam. Also.
Przepraszam.
Excuse right. me and sorry. Okay. It's both przepraszam.
See,
and thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you, I know. Dziękuję.
Very good.
So now you can go back to Poland and
no,
have a gay old time.
Thank you, I knew, yeah.
Okay. Now let me ask you something. You also commented about the fact that the Polish drivers are the worst car drivers in the world.
Yeah, no, I mean, we were traveling, because there are not many motorways, so we were traveling, and there is no separation between, or it used to be, or the roads we took along the Baltic Sea, there was no separation between the two lanes. So
you mean
lorries,
no dividers?
No dividers. So lorries would just overtake other lorries, and suddenly there would be three cars next to each other on a lane only for two cars, you know? And it was very scary. I mean, it was really...
Now, Agnieszka told me that the Polish people have the highest mortality rate as far as car accidents go.
That's right. In Europe. The highest in Europe. I don't know the statistics.
Why?
because of the fact that what you've just described, that we don't have highways. The highways are only now in construction for in Poland. So we have a lot of two-lane streets, two-lane roads that are actually like international roads where you have a lot of traffic going. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be really quick and have very good judgment of the distance of the car mm-hmm. coming in front of you from the other direction when you want to pass the car that is slowing you down on your lane.
I heard that's not the truth. Okay. I heard the truth is that you have a lot of cow crossings on your highways.
Am I right? Not only cows, you can also actually get into a wild animal because we have quite a large forest. And
you have wild animal crossings?
Yes, we have.
What kind of animals?
Well, you can have deer, for example. You have signs for deer that you have to be careful because on this particular part of the fragment of the road, you might have a deer passing and there are car accidents with actually wild animals appearing on the road and you're just, boof.
Wow.
Lung.
So you got to be careful.
Bada boom.
Bada boom. So you got to be very careful when you drive in Poland, right?
You have to be very careful, yes.
And I heard there's a lot of accidents because the Polish people eat a lot of kielbasa, and sometimes they're eating kielbasa while they're driving in the car, and they don't pay attention, and they die.
Unfortunately, now there's more accidents because Polish people adopted mobile phones, and they are talking to, you know, to their friends, families, and business partners on mobile phones, and this combined with the difficult road.
And the eating of kielbasa.
And eating of kielbasa, absolutely. Creates dramatic...
Now, ladies, we have another song from you, right? This is from your CD?
Yeah.
What song are we going to hear now?
We have two songs, actually.
Yeah, we have two solos.
Well, let's take one song at a time.
All right. This is Falling in Love Again. That's from my CD, which will be coming out in spring.
That was done by Marlena Dietrich, right?
Originally, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you both look like Marlena Dietrich.
Well, it's just because we're tall, blonde, and German, I think.
Hello! All right, let's hear it. Falling in Love Again.
Ein rätselhafter Schimmer, ein je ne sais pas quoi, liegt in den Augen immer bei einer schönen Frau. Und wenn sich meine Augen bei einem Vis-à-vis ganz tief in seine saugen, was sprechen dann sie? Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way. Men cluster to me like moths around the flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt. Ja, das ist meine Welt und sonst gar nichts. Das ist, was soll ich machen, meine Natur. Ich kann er lieben nur und sonst gar nichts. Männer umschwirren mich wie Motten um das Licht. Und wenn sie verbrennen, tja, dafür kann ich nichts. Falling in love again. Never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Wow. Brava. Now, that was a song sung by Michaela Leon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, the title?
Falling in Love Again.
And what Marlena Dietrich movie is that from?
The Blue Angel.
The Blue Angel. Wow. Now, we talked before about Polish people loving their kielbasa, right?
Well, you mentioned that.
Right. Isn't it true that the Germans love their waffles?
No.
We talked about that before.
That would be Belgium.
We talked about the...
The Poles also
the
have...
Oh, the Polish wafers, love waffles too. Wafers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's more wafers. Really.
Oh, yeah, wafers. Yes, yeah. We are the European number one wafer-eating nation.
Wait a minute. In addition to kielbasa, you eat more waffles or wafers...
Yes,
than the Germans.
Yes, we have kielbasa for dinner, and for dessert we have wafers. That's clear.
With kielbasa.
After
you have your kielbasa in the wafers, am I right?
No, you're not right. It's right one after another.
Well, I would have my waffles or wafers with my kielbasa.
Wafers are
that's
sweet.
You. But that's very American.
Yeah, maybe that's the American way.
But mixing food.
I like my sweet kielbasa with my sweet wafers, okay?
That's fine with you.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, you ladies are familiar with kielbasa?
Mm-hmm, of course.
I'm not because that wouldn't be for me, that kind of stuff.
Why, are you a vegan?
Not really, no.
Well, have you tried it?
No, but it's not like, I mean, I'm, yeah, I don't know.
She lives too far away from the Polish border.
Maybe.
I mean, me too.
In honor of Thanksgiving next week, if you want to substitute the turkey with kielbasa, how do you prepare kielbasa for Thanksgiving?
We don't have Thanksgiving.
Why not? How un-American.
Oh, dear.
Well, are you talking to me as to a Pole or as to an American?
Both.
Both. Well, when you are in a country that you live according to the country's customs, so when we are in the United States, my family prepares a turkey, of course.
Uh-huh.
With kielbasa
stuffing, am I right?
Oh, you absolutely want us to eat kielbasa. You know, they're exception to the rule.
Why? But if you're Polish, you stuff your turkey with kielbasa.
No, we don't.
I do, of course. Now, you have another song for us, right?
Yeah.
In honor of Thanksgiving. What is it called?
Well, it's called...
It's the Pilgrim song, right?
No, it's actually not. It's from my other show that I do with a big band from Berlin to Broadway. And it's,
so you do shows together or separate?
We do
both.
Shows
here
together.
In New York, we do show together. Right.
But that song that I have here tonight is called Growing Boy. It's an Ellen Menken piece from the musical Babe. I have a big musical theater background, by the way.
Wow. So, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's hear the song. Yes, let's hear the song. What is it called? You're a Big Boy Now?
No, it's called Growing Boy from the musical Babe.
Based upon the musical Viagra.
Exactly. And tampons.
I sit and watch the rain and see my tears run down the windowpane. I sit and watch the sky and I can hear it breathe a sigh. I think of him, how we were. Then I remember. In his eyes I can see where my heart longs to be. In his eyes I see a journey. Tomorrow.
reveal to me. Promises are lies, but he can't conceal from me the love in his eyes.
Every look his eyes,
like an open book
his
but
eyes,
but most of all the look that he applies to me. If I'm wise, I will walk away and gladly, but sadly I'm not wise, and so to talk away the memories that we prize. Love is worth forgiving for, now I realize everything worth living for is there.
Wow, let's hear it for Adrienne Hahn. Now, Adrienne, that wasn't the song you sang, right? Or well, that wasn't the song you were supposed to sing on the show.
It was a song I did sing, but it's definitely not the song that I thought was on that recording.
What was the one you thought was on the recording?
The one I thought was on the recording, as I said, was Growing Boy, but this was...
From Tampons, the musical.
Exactly. But this one was from Jekyll and Hyde.
Wow, you weren't Jekyll and Hyde?
I was not in that particular show, no. But I do this song, you know, on this particular CD that I actually produced in Europe.
You sing two roles in this?
Yeah.
How do you sing to yourself on the same
recording?
Well,
you just have two, you know, you have two
tracks.
Exactly.
There we go. Now, Michaela, why did you download the wrong song?
Well, I didn't download. That was the one I got. That was sent to me.
A likely story.
We just got a bit confused.
All right, so tell us your names again. Tell us where you're appearing and when the show is playing.
Michaela Lian.
And Adrienne Hahn in...
Narcissa and Goldmund.
Diabolical Weimar Wunderkinder.
At the Metropolitan Room on 34 West 22nd Street.
Yes, coming Sunday, the 22nd of November and the 29th of November at 4 p.m.
And how do they buy tickets?
They can call the Metropolitan Room or go to their website, metropolitanroom.com, and their telephone number is 212-206-0440.
Come and see us.
And they can ring up your websites and take you home with them, right?
Sure.
What are your websites?
AdrienneHahn.com
and MichaelaLian.com.
Can they buy your CDs also and take you home that way?
Sure.
Soon, yeah.
What do you mean soon?
Soon by me. My CD, my solo CD will come out in spring.
Now, where did you both meet? At a lesbian bar?
No. Yeah. Don't tell Mama.
I won't
City.
Tell Mama if you don't tell
don't
Mama.
Don't tell Mama, exactly.
Okay. You met here in New York City?
Yeah.
You didn't meet on Craigslist?
No.
Or at a lesbian bar? Or a Lebanese bar? No.
No, actually, I contacted Michaela because I knew she was a gorgeous blonde that, you know, I was interested in doing a show with.
Just the show?
Let's talk about that after the
after
show
the
is
show.
Over.
Well, let's go. Because you oh, you Europeans, you know, anything goes.
Exactly. Sure. Anything goes.
Especially
buddy.
The Germans.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Beware of the Germans.
Now, let's go back to beware of the Germans, right? Polish anti-communist activist and leader of the Orange Alternative, Major Friedlach.
Yes.
Friedlich.
Yes.
Friedlich.
Friedrich.
Friedrich. Friedrich.
Friedrich. German name. It's even Friedrich. A German name. Like Kaiser Friedrich.
Okay, now, you're doing this Times Square rally, right? Tell me about it. Agnieszka,
yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes.
Yes, well, we are going to do this at 2 o'clock on Times Square tomorrow, Saturday.
What is it called? Blow Your Bubble for America.
Yes, be patriotic. Blow your next bubble for America, yes. That's exactly
Do they have to have bubble gum while they do this?
They can blow bubbles, but...
Oh, just blow bubbles from a bubble pipe.
But we are planning on bringing some soap, water, you know, and straws.
Oh, so what's the point of this rally, and when is it? Tomorrow, Saturday?
Tomorrow, Saturday at 2 o'clock on Times Square.
November 21st?
November 21st.
What time in Times Square?
At 2 o'clock p.m.
2 o'clock?
2 p.m.
And what's the point of this?
Well, we are trying to help the U.S. economy because the U.S. economy is affecting the economy.
Somebody better help it along, right?
Exactly. We are just being helpful.
And you know, what's your website?
We are the fairies.
You're the what?
We are the fairies. We are fairies. The dwarves.
Okay.
The fairies?
Somebody
fairies.
Has to be, right? So you'll sprinkle fairy dust on us, right?
Yes.
And what's the website? What's the website?
It's orange-alternative.org.
Well, say that again.
orange-alternative.org.
I want to thank all my listeners and guests for being part of today's show. You can reach my guests at the email or website addresses and listen to The Barry Z Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on chataboutit.com. Thank you. And now that Oprah's leaving, she's really leaving. Well, I thought she was coming out, but she's leaving. The Barry Z Show is here to stay forever. Have a great weekend, guys.